Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for September 17th, 2025, aka Fed Days. So the Federal Reserve is going to be meeting today. We're going to try to figure out what they're going to do. We kind of know what they're going to do, but it was interesting yesterday. We saw on the Mortgage News Daily that the 30-year fix went down an eighth of a percent, which I'm still questioning because the 15-year didn't move, the jumbos, a lot of things really didn't move. I'm going to kind of dive into that here in a minute. But the news today, like I said, is the Federal Reserve. They're meeting in 5 hours and 43 minutes. What are they going to do? We kind of know what they're going to do, but let's look at the markets this morning. Right through here, Treasury yields little changed as investors look ahead for the Federal Reserve's cuts or what they're going to do. You go over to here, mortgage refinances. If you're not ready for this, folks, last September when the Federal Reserve cut 50 base points, mortgage rates actually turned and went up 1% prior to that. So I'm going to talk to you guys briefly about you getting prepared to refinance. And if you're buying, you're in a kind of a little bit of a tougher spot, but the news going forward's looking pretty darn good for you. But right through here, here's what we're seeing in the bond market. The bonds are completely flat this morning at zero, and the stock market probably about the same thing. We got the Dow Jones basically nowhere, S&P, NASDAQ, oil is down just a little bit. We're still under $65 a barrel, and that's what we're looking at for today. So let's kind of take a deep dive into what's going to happen today. The Federal Reserve is going to meet, and I wanted to show you this this video real quick. This is from CNBC, and I know you guys about CNBC, but here's a person. Yes, they are a former Fed official, and now they work at a university. Yes, yes, yes. But I love this guy's accent, and I want you guys to listen to yet another economist telling us what he's expecting, because there was a thing yesterday where President Trump came out and said, you know, I wish the Fed would listen to some smart people. Well, let's get rid of some smart people. I'm not saying the Fed isn't smart, but I think they're a little bit behind the curve at this point. And I've been saying that. I've been kind of on their side up until about a week or two ago when we start really getting these employment numbers. Now I'm like, okay, Fed, you're way overpriced. So let's get over and what am I talking about on this? All this? Well, let's get over to today's recording so you can understand what the Fed's going to do at the next meeting and the whys behind it, folks, because the reason why you're watching this video is you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So, folks, my name is Dan Ferriero. I do this report each day to inform you guys exactly that. So if you want to find out what I do for a living, I'm actually a mortgage licensed loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I do have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? I'll give you that all at the end of this video. You're here to figure out what's going to happen today. So let's get over to today's video so you can understand what his take is on what's going to happen today.
Well, joining us now is maybe one of those smart people the Fed should be listening to as this drama unfolds. Paul McCulley, former chief economist at PIMCO, currently adjunct professor at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business. Welcome, Paul. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
Well, I mean, for all of this drama and the unknown dynamic within the committee, it feels as if the decision's kind of a foregone conclusion and the data have kind of converged with maybe some political agendas to create an outcome that maybe a lot of folks can get on board with. What do you expect they're going to do? What will the outlook be from there? And what do you think the impact is of it all is going to be?
Yeah, I think that's right, Mike. I mean, this is really fraught with all of the political noise, and it is the most intense that I've seen literally in decades. But the irony is that strictly as an economic matter, as a macro matter and a monetary policy matter, this is a really easy decision and very straightforward. The Fed's in the wrong place at 4.375 for the Fed funds rate. It doesn't mean they did anything wrong. They just turned out to be in the wrong place. They're about 100 basis points too high relative to neutral. So they need to do a recalibration 2.0, another 100 basis points off the rate. And I think that process starts tomorrow. I think they'll probably start with 25, but it'll be a very dovish 25 with a dot plot that has two more, which would be 75 for this year, and then a couple more next year. So that's my base case, is that we get a dovish 25. I don't think that we would get a hawkish 50, because that doesn't make any damn sense in the context that this is a cumulative 100 basis points or so to go. So that's my expectation tomorrow, is 25, but with a warm and fuzzy tone to what's going to happen at the next two meetings.
So let me break it down what he was saying. He said they're going to cut 25 basis points with a dovish tone versus 50 with a hawkish tone. Let me kind of explain that to you a little bit, the best I can. What they're coming in and saying on the dovish side is we're gonna be cautious right now, but we're probably gonna continue to cut as the data comes in. And that's kind of on the dovish tone. On the hawkish tone, they're gonna say, okay, we got this big dilemma with the jobs market, but inflation is still high, so we are gonna cut. We're not really wanting to cut, but we're gonna cut 50 basis points because, you know, we gotta save the jobs market. I don't think that's what they're gonna do, as well as this young man through here. So that's what the take is at this time. So let's get over to what the markets, how this is reacting right now. So again, we got the bond market completely flat as a pancake. Let's get over to the economic calendar. So here's the data we're going to get in today. There's a whole slew of information coming in. The only thing we want to really be concerned about today is, let's skim this down to the most important news for the day, is right through here. So we're going to look at this right through here. On Wednesday, we have the FOMC statements. So they're going to come out and tell us exactly what they're going to do. Then after that, they're going to come out and have a press conference. This is where we get all the juicy news, and all the reporters can ask them, you know, what's your thought on this? What's your thought on that? And that's when it really starts cracking open the safe so we can figure out what's going on. So we'll be live during the event. It's going to be right after the Federal Reserve announces, but we want to show you during the press conference how the markets react. So I'm going to have a live event today. You can join me. You can ask any questions that you have at that time, but that's what the thoughts are at this time. So let's do a recast of where we are with some of these things. So here, the Federal Reserve's, they're meeting today. Okay, so here's what they're going to do. So there's two approaches they can take right now. They can cut 25 or 50. Okay, mostly all the economists are saying they're going to cut 25, and I'm in the camp. I'm in the camp as same as the young man over there. They're way overpriced. Okay, so let's break it down to how much. He said 100 basis points. Let's kind of dive into that number and see where we at. So right here, here's the number that the Federal Reserve controls. It's 4.25 to 4.5. Okay, this is basically what all the short-term rates are pivoted on. They focus in on these things here. Okay, yes, inflation, it is not at the 2% that they want. It's a little elevated, but it's not at the 7 or 8% where it was. Okay, so a dramatic decline from there. Over through here on the unemployment, the SEP is saying that the unemployment rate might go to 4.5. And if it does, we're still below 5, which is full employment. So that's good numbers there. Then we have a GDP, and I think we're getting updated GDP numbers. I think they're right in line. So if you have an unemployment rate that's not terrible, you have a GDP rate that's still going up, and you have inflation that's below 3, you still have a pretty darn good economy. So I'm kind of on the point of where the young man is. I think they should do 0.25% cuts every meeting until the data really solidifies, especially the tariffs that are coming up with China. You know, is there an agreement there? Are they legal? Okay, so there's a lot of backdrop behind the scenes that we really want to focus in on. But what I think today is, let's just look at a normal market, which should happen. The tariff should pass through the Supreme Court. All the other data is going to compile. Once that all transpires, all the tariff news gets kind of behind us, now companies can figure out what they're going to do. So once they figure out what they're going to do, a lot of the employment numbers might just fall in place, because people right now, they're like, we just don't know what to do. We don't know if the economy is going to crack or if the economy is going to prosper. So they're sitting on the sidelines. That's exactly what's happening. So if you go back to the square roots of things on the 10-year treasury, it most likely is going to start to decline because of the Federal Reserve rate cuts. So let's look at another piece of this. If you also look at where the Federal Reserve is right now on this, if you start taking out, let's say if they take out 50 basis points on this, we have to roll over the 10-year treasury for a second. What the 10-year treasury is most likely going to do, and I know I don't talk about the 10-year treasury a lot because we talk about the MBS market, but when the 10-year treasury starts coming down, it goes below 4, which we'll get there sooner or later. You have to remember, what is the spread between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates? Okay, so as the risk premium starts to come out of this because of the tariff trades, a lot of the government kind of uncertainties, a lot of the risk trade comes out, that's going to bring down mortgage rates as well. So let's look at it this way. The 10-year treasury right now is, we're going to say it's at 4%. Historically, mortgage rates been 1.75 to 2% above that. Okay, so we're getting down to that range right now. It's 6. 6 would be about a 2% increase from there. It's actually still elevated. It's about 2.25, 2.5 is how big that spread was. So as the spread starts coming out of the risk premium, which you're going to get, you're going to see rates dropping even lower and lower and lower. Where are they going to go? Again, it's going to depend on the Federal Reserve's direction and where the tariffs are taking us and all the other political kind of, you know, backdrop that we have behind the scenes. But the most important things right now, Federal Reserve's going to cut. We're going to look at their kind of what their comments are after the fact, and then we're going to look at the tariff news as it comes in, because it's still on the slate as being deemed illegal at the Supreme Court. And if that happens, we're going to have to refund all that money back. And every time I do a research, it goes from, you know, millions and billions and trillions to, you know, it keeps going higher. So I don't really know what that number is, but it's substantial, folks. So my thought is, and I do want to highlight something right through here. It does say the 30-year fix is 6.13 right through here. If you go over to mortgage, the CNBC, they draw the data from the same data points we do, and they have it at 6.39. So I'm not sure what's going on with the MBS Mortgage News Daily today. This could catch up. It could be a glitch. It could be that with the, you know, the algorithms that they've created. But right now, what the mortgage rates are looking like, right, are pretty much closer to this right through here. About 6.3, 6.25 to 6.3, right in that range. I called 6.5 in Q3 of this year. And I'm still on the sidelines with that because I don't know what the tariffs are going to do. If the tariffs come in, they're legal, then I'm going to see, I'm going to recast all my forecasts, and I'll provide you guys with a video on that and the whys behind it, folks. So that's what we have for today. The markets right now, they're basically just on standby. Markets are completely stable at this point, right through here. The economic calendar, well, the only thing we're waiting for today really is the FOMC comments. That's the Federal Reserve. Let's get over to here. Here's what they focus in on, and this is what the young man was talking about. They need to cut these, and he's saying There's 100 basis points, 1% that can come out of this. If that does happen and tariffs are deemed legal, it's going to be good news for home buyers and home owners. So that's our report for this morning, folks. If you want to learn a little bit more about me and what I do, just go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's my website. So I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, folks, the bank I work at provides me with basically a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And yes, I work at a bank. The interesting thing is we act more like a broker. We're set up with over 30 different lenders to help you guys. When you call, the reason why I'm at this bank is when you call me, I want to have as many options for you as I can. So just think, by calling me, you're getting a rate quote from over 30 different lenders. Who else can provide that for you? So if you want to go to my website and find out a little bit more, go to therateupdate.com. If you're looking to buy a house, you got to check out this program. This is a down payment assistance loan that you don't have to pay back. No liens, no payments. It's basically free money. This is important because when you go to refinance, when rates come down, you're mostly likely going to refinance. So don't add another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in your down payment assistance loan when you refinance, because you're probably going to get stuck. You're not going to have enough equity to do so. But if you're out there looking to refinance, you're like, Dan, the rates are coming down, I don't want to miss it this time. Well, don't miss it. Just go into the refinance tab right through here, click it. The difference between this is you're telling me about your mortgage and what mortgage rate you want to look, at least the numbers, to refinance. So what's going to happen is when you put your numbers in here, if you don't really know, just, okay, if your rate's 7, put in 6. If your rate's 7.5, put 7.5, or 6.5, put 6. You know, whatever you want me to reach out to you and let you know what the new payment would be, what your cost would be, what the savings is, and what your break-even point is. And if all those work out, we'll get you locked in and we'll get the paperwork started. If not, we'll just put you back on the list and lower that rate. So if rates continue to go down, reach out to you. So that's our report for today, folks. So don't miss our live event today. We're going to show you what the Federal Reserve does. We kind of know what they're going to do, but we want to see the market reactions and how low can these really go? So that's our news for today, folks. Please join me today. Check out the live event this afternoon. Then I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day, folks. So thanks for watching. God bless. Be safe out there, folks. And I'll see you at the closing bell at 2 o'clock